the world headquarters of Team 1380. Sports radio on the World Wide Web at team1380.net. Let's get back to the IATD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn.
This makes me feel bad, this song.
Why?
I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, hold on a second. Before I can get callers to stir it up again,
he is so mad at me, though, he won't let it go.
Producer Joe, do you accept his apology?
Yeah, I told him he won. He was right.
You say he didn't accept it.
That didn't sound like he accepted his apology, I gotta be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he won.
We're fresh off a segment which...
And he's looking straight up, he won't make eye contact.
We're fresh off a segment which producer Joe and the cat argued.
It got I still don't really know about what.
We want to get the verdict from the great Americans who listen to this program, 969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. You can email the show, too, themorningafter at team1380.net. The MVP, Producer Joe, has texted in, you call him the human ashtray. He does not go by that any longer. And he says...
He did for many years.
He says the cat wins.
I've already admitted it. Cat won.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, a couple of things. I think if the point was that soccer's gay, then the cat won before words were ever spoken, I believe. And then on Joe's behalf, I just want to point out, I also, when I was young, I played on an elite badminton squad in Tennessee, and then we regularly beat the women, but afterwards we all got together and beat up soccer players.
Badminton team. Went out looking for soccer players.
That's salt in the wounds, all that is.
I'd rather just listen to some Neil Sedaka and try to get past it.
Do you think you guys are ever going to be able to be unsideways?
It's going to take a little time. He's still staring at the ceiling.
I respect the fact that as the guy who's calling the Athletica games, he said they might not beat St. Louis U High. So it'll be a good game with the U High.
I think that's reasonable. You're talking about guys who are 18 years old, who are extremely good soccer players. Many of them will go on to play college soccer. Yeah, they're going to be as good as women, I think, most of them.
No. The point is that Athletica might be able to play with SLU. You have it the other way around. You had it as SLU might be able to play with the Athletica. There's a difference.
Yeah, I think it'd be probably a close game.
We got to set that up.
I think it'd be a competitive game.
I just want to get one of these Athletica players to pop by Joe's league, his rec league soccer, and see if they can hang. I'll bet if you asked them, could they hang in Joe's rec league, they would say yes. See, I'm actually defending women's soccer here.
Are you saying producer Joe shouldn't say these things as the voice of the Athletica?
No, I'm saying I think his assessment might be a little harsh.
And well, that's how he honestly feels.
And if he's right, I'll stand by it. It's hardly a great endorsement for professional women's soccer.
Have you seen his rec league? Do you know whether it's just a beer league or if it's a serious men's league?
It's Von Can Gangster Hoop.
I have heard that it's Von Can Gangster Hoop, but I don't know how that translates to the soccer pitch.
Hmm.
You know, I have some information, but maybe not enough.
Well, maybe this is just a little argy-bargy that we're not going to be able to get past.
I don't know what that means.
Argument.
Now the MVP is...
It seemed like we were standing in the tall cotton for a second, and then you went argy-bargy on me.
Mm-hmm.
The MVP now texts in that he thinks Joe actually won the argument, but saying the cat wins is more fun. So that's kind of a nice compliment, producer Joe.
Kind of a little
producer Joe
slap on the fanny.
Come on the air now.
I don't really know what we're arguing about. So it's hard for me to assess who won and lost.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I thought the guy was coming back to tell me I couldn't get on the air.
No, hey, you're on now.
Jim won. Jim won the argument.
Thank you, Bob.
Why do you think that?
Because the argument to me is this. The skill level in soccer only gets so far. And you're saying that a high school male or female and a professional in that sport is not that much different.
Hey, Bob, at the risk of alienating someone who supports my argument in this debate, of which I don't really know what it's about, are you a little sauced up this morning?
A little coffee, Jim, that's
right.
It.
Okay.
Did you say a male and a female professional are not that different in their sport?
No. In soccer, if you're telling me a high school kid can compete, if you take basketball, I've watched a little WNBA. I think they'd beat the vast majority, maybe like Jim said, maybe other than Dunbar, I think WNBA team would win. But you're saying, so the skill level of professional female versus a good high school soccer team is not that much different. I think Jim's right. That
Thank you,
doesn't
Bob.
Say much for athletics.
Thank you, Bob.
I thought you said that male and female professional players are not that different.
I don't look at soccer as a big contact sport. I know there's some contact, and you know we kid soccer about soccer players flopping. I know there is some contact and everything. So you would figure if it's not a contact sport, that takes away some of the advantage for men, and more of the skill level would come into play, and that some women might be able to fare well in a men's league or something. That's all I'm saying. Is that so crazy?
In a casual men's league? Sure.
I don't know.
They
we have to
play.
Define
of
what Joe's league is. Okay.
In a casual men's league, yes.
All right.
Could the Athletica play men's college soccer? I don't think so.
That was never part of the argument.
8:16 in St. Louis. Couple things to get to. Ken Rosenthal writing, a high-profile Cardinal could be on the market to be moving in a trade. This is a surprising column this morning. And also, a legend in the entertainment industry has passed away within the last hour. We'll let you know who passed away on the other side of the commercial break. It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.